Good day, everyone. Chuck here with Merino Band Dogs, or Merino Canine, or Merino something or another. We ain't figured that out just quite yet. Oh, we have a really good question that I would like to answer. Someone was watching Luca do some protection work inside the truck, and I have mentioned how I no longer use a harness, a back tie, during agitation. And he asked, why not use a harness so that you can take some pressure off of the dog's neck, and why don't you let him get a bite so that he can have his confidence built? Very good questions, and I'll answer both of them. Let me start in reverse, though. First of all, giving a dog a bite does not build his confidence. Let me repeat that. Allowing the dog to have the bite does not build confidence. It simply relieves pressure. What builds confidence is the agitation and the victories in agitation. That is what builds confidence in the dog. The bite is merely to, of course, there's a lot of energy, right? And energy has to go somewhere. So the bite is to relieve all of that frustration. So kind of clarify that. Why not use a harness to take stress off the dog's neck? Well, there shouldn't be a bunch of stress on the dog's neck. See, this is the difference between police, military, and family dogs. Police dogs, military dogs, I don't know how many times we have to go over this, are an absolutely total different beast than a family protection dog, a guard dog. They are not the same dogs whatsoever from about 12 different angles. So when bringing up and raising a protection puppy in the method that I do, one of the things that we start out from day one is do not resist me in all ways, shapes, or form. We're trying to get a dog not to pull on the lead. So why would you work in reverse then of all the training that we've done and now put a dog on a back tie and teach that dog to go bonkers and try to chase this guy and try to pull as hard as you possibly can? Now, how is that going to work for even a guy like me, 57, about 150 pounds, or you could take a 120-pound lady in her prime, and you got a 140-pound dog that you've trained to pull as hard as he possibly can. Let me tell you how that ends up in a bad way. It's not what we want. It's actually bullshit. Most of the things that we see are bullshit out there today. So what we're doing is we're teaching our dog to defend us, personal protection dog. So that dog is standing between me and the bad guy. He's defending me. I'm not sending this dog to go chase somebody. This dog is listening to me and not engaging with this person until I tell him to. And then when I tell him to stop, the dog needs to stop. But at no point is this dog pulling me down the street. And that's why that type of training will get you in trouble. And that's why I don't do that anymore. I use this other method, tried and true for a long, long time. And that's the method that I use now. Because I was running into problems with the dogs pulling you into a bite. And just think about that for a minute. So I understand that's what people see on YouTube. And I get that. But that's part of the pretend world. And then there's the real world. So again, a dog does not get confidence built up in biting. The dog gets confidence built up in victories. And if you train a dog in the Kohler method or a police and a military method, you stand a great chance of getting into really big trouble later on down the road when that dog pulls you into a bite. Thank you for your questions. Really appreciate them. I'll leave this over on the free end of MerinoCaneCorso.com. I have a membership over there. Lots and lots and lots of good, unique, down-to-earth, realistic stuff for people that want to own and train their own personal protection dogs or just really good obedience in their dogs. $59 lifetime membership. That's right. I'm Crazy Eddie. And remember, I'm like you. I'm on drugs too. No, I'm not. It's all good. I'm just coffee. All right, everybody. Tell everybody about this. you know, it's a lot of good information over here. And I'd like to thank everybody. We've had a flurry of new members here. Thank you for leaving comments. We're starting to build a little community over here of like-minded people. And I really like that. And let me just say, you know, the money from the website, to a large extent, goes right back into these dogs. I bought another long line. They're not cheap. It was like $80 for that one. But thank you very much. That goes for dog food and for the care of my loved ones here in my dog yard. All right, everybody, have a great day. Peace.